Well, good morning, everybody. Excited again here on Monday morning, our wake-up call to, you know, for Sean and I to be able to spend some quality time with you and share information that we hope is valuable. I know that today, you know, is a new day in the month here of April. We've got a lot of great things that are taking place, and I know that, you know, right now as a company, in this time, we literally are experiencing more growth in terms of brand partners and business volume than we really have ever experienced in the time that we've had Wellness Biosciences Rx, you know, moving as a launched company. And so, by far and away, as a launched company, we're experiencing great things. And many of you are on the call here this morning are literally responsible for that. And so it's of no surprise to me when we see those people that are popping up on the phone that are involved in one way or another, you know, helping us grow and helping you build and develop your business inside of Wellness Biosciences. And we, you know, we've often said that, you know, the real reason ultimately that people make a decision to get involved and actually go out and build this is typically and should be for themselves and their family. We try to do the very best we can to facilitate the business model, ensure that we have the right things in place. But ultimately, the real reason, at least it was for me, and it should be for you and anybody, it, from a just being a healthy perspective, is that you're building and developing this business for you and your family. And that's why I think Sean and I, we take the posture and the position that we're partnering with you. We're certainly not going to dictate to you how you build your business. We're going to lay the very best groundwork that we know how and share with you in every instance everything that we believe would be most productive. But ultimately, you guys are the captain of your own ship. You're the CEO of your own company. And to me, that's probably the most beautiful part of this business for me, is that we have this unique opportunity of collaborating with one another as business owners. And in doing so, that type of relationship is completely different. You know, when I sit with other CEOs, you know, of other companies, and the conversations that we're having that revolve around strategies and tactics and behaviors, and those are the same conversations that we really like to have with everybody that's a brand partner that's choosing to build and develop their own business, because we genuinely do believe that you do have to have that mindset to build and develop the business, you know, as productively as you possibly can, and to get into the arena of ideas and discuss different ways of accomplishing, you know, your goals and your strategies, because that's really where I think those are the conversations, and those are the types of things that tend to move the needle in terms of having success. And what we try and do in that relationship is always listen and pay close attention to, you know, what it is that's creating success for you. And you know, we've got, you know, obviously our compensation plan. We went through it on Saturday. I've had several texts that are asking for the recording, and what we may do, guys, because that was about an hour and 10 minute piece, is we may break the recording up into Sean doing, you know, he went through did a great job discussing the nuances of the industry and the 6-step program. I think that by itself is a great training. It's a great recording that you can use. And, you know, it's a great podcast that we can have available, and we'll just situate that in our library. And then the other part of it was just the comp plan, just a breakdown of, you know, what it means to advance into terms of different ranks. And as you guys start to get your hands around that information, then you start to duplicate that. And it's very similar to certainly what we've experienced in the past, and we see that now taking place. I'm hearing the conversations that we're having with many of you on three-way calls and conference calls, and you now are starting to understand the nuances enough to where you can start to communicate and explain some of that and lay the groundwork, which is phenomenal, right? And now everyone's beginning to understand the significance, which is what I'm going to lead into now, between building in your first company and building in your second company. I mean, let's face it, you know, when you start to see an organization that starts to grow and build, then all of a sudden the value of having it at an additional 4% starts to hit your mind. It starts to become a real thing because you realize that, you know, you may bring, you know, let's just take, for example, some of the folks that we have on the line right now. Okay, the original line will start with the Brett Shoemaker line, and Brett happens to sponsor a guy by the name of Jay Comax, who then sponsors a gentleman by the name of Michael Mandiger. And now Michael has a flourishing and growing group. Well, that didn't take place from Jay, that took place from Michael. And even below Michael, you've got Art. Now you've got a whole nother, you know, you have a whole nother party that has tremendous value in terms of, you know, building and developing business and understanding and very successful medical device sales guy, right? And so now he introduces his son, Hunter, and Hunter is a guy that, you know, has been out, you know, in the gas and oil space, and he is a executive recruiter. And then, you know, Hunter has Bryce and several other people that he's now speaking with. You got Art, who's got, you know, I was on the phone with, you know, owners of other, you know, various CBD companies and pretty big companies, storefronts and otherwise. And so you've got this whole accumulation. So all this being said, the guy that originally started this deal with us, see, all this could have been in his second company, and he's never around, okay, which is great. And I applaud the fact that he introduced the person he did. But you see all this organizational development, and it'll get probably 2 to 3 times deeper than it is right now. But you've got all this going on, and then before you know it, we start adding in additional incentives for people to go out and do some significant things in terms of customer acquisition, which is what we're going to talk about here. And now you've got an organization that started off with just somebody that just said, hey, let me just see if I can introduce a couple people. And now you've got a real business that's throwing off significant cash, and you want to see what you can do to capture more of it. And the same thing is going to happen for many of you on the call. Okay, I mean, I could start with the Jenny Lloyd line, and I could talk about the Sinises that brought us Chance, and then Chance goes out and he builds a very successful business. I mean, the list is long and high. And then also underneath Jenny, you've got Sarah, you know, Sarah on the phone, and her and her husband, right, Jeff. I mean, these guys go out and build a business. So the list is long and high of the folks that we have that go out and build. You've got Mitchell, who's brought in Ruben Diaz, who's now brought in Gail. I mean, you can just see the genealogical growth. And so what we can probably do, guys, to help facilitate your growth is to impart as much actual information to help you see, as it's being built, what's taking place, and give you a better understanding and help you maximize your earning potential. We, as a company, have a desire for those of you on these calls to earn as much money as you possibly can. Now, the way that can be accomplished is to position the structure of your business, to understand what you're looking to accomplish, rather than just going out. It's good that everyone's, you know, focused now on activity, 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 which is very, very important. But when you have that activity, what should the structure of your business look like? Well, the first thing that we now have talked about, and I'm getting a lot of responses, okay, obviously we now know, because of what you guys have shared with us, that really it's all about sponsoring 20 people as quickly as you can. What's required of us to accomplish that? Well, I will be very clear with you, okay? If you're going to sponsor 20 people personally, okay, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about sponsoring 20 people. You're probably going to have a contact base that's relatively large, okay? And you're going to have a means and a way of those people observing and looking at your business in such a way that they can see the value of getting involved now versus later, okay? That's one thing. So there has to be a call to action and a sense of urgency within your campaign. Now, what I've always done, and this has probably been the thing that of all the things that I enjoy the most in our business is really helping people launch their business. Probably the thing that I worked on and I was positioned at in the, you know, as a CEO of the company that we built that, you know, did a good amount of business prior, were simply getting people started, getting people launched, helping convey the mentality and the behavior of you know, of building it not just now but right now, of moving fast, of getting going as quickly as possible, getting that space shuttle launched. It wasn't that everybody understood it. It wasn't that everybody even wanted to do it or take the time to do it. I understood that. But those that did, it was like a glaring example for everybody else. So all I kind of do is I just look for key individuals that want to move faster versus slower, that are interested in launching their business. So when you have a concentration of energy within a relatively short period of time, you can see what propagates a lot of interest. Even those of you that are on the call right now, most of you in this campaign with WBRX have only seen the energy of someone sponsoring five. Okay, we've identified that instead, but see, here's what's amazing, was when you get three or four or five people that accomplish that, it is really remarkable how that infects the energy of everybody else around. So if you step up above it and you say, hey, listen, let me see how this individual, let me see how the energy that Chance Mock has and the people he's talking to, the results that he's getting and what information he conveys on a Zoom call, how can that positively impact those people that I'm bringing to the Zoom call? And remember, people that are coming to the Zoom call, they're also understanding more about Chance, and then they're understanding more about the people who Chance is talking to. And then it also is beneficial for Chance. Why? Because when Chance has an opportunity, for example, to hear from Michael or to hear from Art, you know, it propagates a certain momentum and an energy, and then the people whom they're sponsoring. And then when you throw into the mix, and here's what I want you to pay attention to, guys, these are with the existing lines. Now, in this time, we as a company made the decision to start a new line, okay? And that was with Ryan Rennick. And Ryan is a guy that came to us because of a relationship we've had for many years with a gentleman who's been around the industry for a long time. And so long story short, Ryan comes on board, and then, you know, within his first 10 days, he has a new PPC. And one of the reasons why Ryan accomplishes this is that's his standard, or that's his expectation. He believes that the opportunity has that big of a value, and so immediately he starts talking to the people in his sphere of influence that he believes would match that. Because, frankly, Ryan's in a circumstance where he's in a corporate job that he does not like. Okay, he hasn't shared this story. I'll share this for him. Maybe I can prompt him to talk a little bit more about it. But think about it. He gets involved. He's not exactly happy about his corporate circumstance. And he realizes the way to knock down a significant amount of revenue in terms of immediate income in the way of a production bonus. And by the way, guys, we're calling it a production bonus, not a fast cash bonus. We're really building a genuine business, so we're going to, you know, make sure our terminology is that best describes what we're trying to accomplish. So a production bonus is as a result of somebody going out and doing the work required to either sponsor somebody that makes a significant business decision or help them build and develop a team of people that accomplishes the same thing, okay? And in this particular instance, Ryan just went out and talked to a group of people, and one of the people he spoke with, has a tremendous amount of influence, and they love, WBRX in terms of it being a great fit. One's an investment banker, one's a faculty instructor, and teaches there at Harvard. So you've got some great synergy that's now starting to take place, and now that group of people bringing on another PPC, a gentleman up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who, owns 10 chiropractic centers, chiro centers, and we're just reporting the good news, right? So what does that do? What does that do when we as a company launch a new line that has immediate impact and starts running? Is it has a positive impact on everybody else. So what I want to encourage you to understand is the structure of your company, it should be functionally based on developing as many new lines as you possibly can as soon as you can. Now, I think that, you know, if you go out and you sponsor 20 as quickly as possible, you're going to have a ratio that's going to appear, and that's what we've tried to make evident in our business planning so that we also set the expectation. Because the reality is, whether it's immediate or whether it's over time, you're going to have some folks that you sponsor in your business that for whatever reason, don't continue into the journey. And that is really not your responsibility. It's completely up to them. And remember, they're starting a business, they're making a business decision, and they're teaming up with you, they're partnering with you. Are you responsible for that decision? Absolutely not. They are. I still thank God to this day for the guy that introduced me to the business back in 1992. Had he not done that, I wouldn't be here, right? But you have to remember, most people don't look at the glass half full. They look at the glass half empty. Well, what if I sponsor them and they don't have results and they don't have success? What if you sponsor them and they become a multi-million dollar earner and change your life forever? It's just a function of how you see it, right? So I know that most people don't necessarily operate in that fashion, and they haven't yet reached a level of business maturity where they recognize that it's their responsibility to lay out the information, to define it, to let people understand from the doctors, to let them see the culture of the organization, and then they make a business decision. The only thing I've ever tried to sell people on, guys, is their evaluation of the business. If I can't sell them on what things they would look at and make a decision for themselves, they're probably not yet ready to run a company. If you find somebody that's trying to take responsibility for somebody else's decisions, that's not very good. We're not. So what happens, guys, you got to realize the people that have real success in this industry are not necessarily the folks that just want to have a big social club. These are business people. They're sponsoring somebody because they can generate income as a result of helping that individual build and develop a business and teaming up with them. But if that person chooses not to work with you, what do? There's not a lot you can do. So you're going to have some people that are going to quit, and there's not a lot you can do. The best thing I can advise you to do is to try to get them to do as much as they can, as quickly as they can, to actually sponsor somebody, work with them long enough to get someone underneath them, hopefully. But you're going to have a group of people that won't do that and they'll quit. Then you're going to have you're going to have a group of people that will bring some people into the business and then they quit. Well, is that okay? Well, as long as you have someone new to work with, right? Maybe they're busy in another area of their life, or they don't necessarily believe that this is the right fit for them. Does that negate your opportunity to work with the people down within their group? Absolutely not. Guys, this is not, we don't have a military structure here where there is a code according to rank. It doesn't work that way. If you have somebody down in your group that wants the opportunity to work and you're up in a position to help them understand or guide them, then by all means, that's your revenue. You work directly with those people to help them understand what they need to do to have success, because they may have gotten involved with someone that got involved and just introduce somebody, but then they quit. We've got a whole line of people on the phone right now from somebody that's removed from them. It's just basically doing something else. He's not involved in the business, but here they are. They're blowing and going, and they're building and developing a successful business. Now, he's probably just waiting for a paycheck. But there's a lot of people that believe that, hey, I'll get involved, I'll introduce a few people, and if something happens, then hey, you know, here I'll come. Well, I don't necessarily agree with that philosophy. That's wanting more and more. It's wanting more, willing to do less and less. And that, I don't agree with that, but it happens. It is a reality. There are people looking for a lottery ticket. Do I believe that that should be sold, or do I believe that should be marketed? Of course not. I think you actually have to come involved and know what you have to do, and then you have to start building and developing a business. And the more that you take on the responsibility of becoming self-reliant, then your organization has a bigger chance to grow and become fostered. You know, I'm watching behaviors. Last night I got on a team call. Not only was I on the call, but then I got Sean on the call. So I had two of us on the call, a team call. Well, I got to tell you, I would rather have someone that has the optimism and the energy and the enthusiasm of getting both of us on a team call versus someone that doesn't even have a team call. Okay? I mean, think about it. Which would you rather have? So now you've got individuals within our business that are not just depending upon the corporate calls, they're having their own team calls. And then they're inviting us to come on the team call to just share some information that might be valuable to everyone on the call. So the first thing you have to realize is you're going to have a group of people that are going to quit. Okay, and then you're going to have a group of people, you know, statistically, out of every 20 people that you sponsor, about 3 to 4 real quick, about 3 to 4 are going to incubate. So the structure of your organization becomes very important, right? Because now you realize that, and it's how fast you can sponsor those 20 people that will help you determine, you know, who you have to work with. Because you're going to have another 3 to 4 people that will incubate. Let's kind of hang out. Let's see what's going on. Come to the calls. Sounds good. Just like people, some people go to church, they receive the information, they get fed, but they don't necessarily bring other people. Okay, so you're going to have the incubators. You're going to have the people that maybe they're not yet at the level of confidence where they have, maybe there's life going, who knows? Right now there's so much going on, who knows? You're going to find people that just want to be fed. That's perfectly fine. You have to realize that you're building a marketing and distribution company, and there's some people that are just going to use the products. That's perfectly fine. Your responsibility is not to make them do something that they don't want to do. It's to continue to provide the platform and let them know where you're going, how excited you are to go where you're going, and continue to invite them on the journey, but don't try to force feed the journey into them. Maybe they're just not the right ones. As good as they may be, if I could just get them to listen, if I could just get them to accept the opportunity, well, maybe if you could just make the decision to go out and talk to more people and have more going on, they might listen. They might make a decision to plug in. And the more you have going on in your business and the more often you have people coming to the calls, and the more, so it just tends to lend itself to that same momentum and that same behavior, right? And then you're going to have another 3 to 4 people, guys, that you're going to bring up, the 20 people that you sponsor, they're going to bring you people. They're going to build. They're going to go out and sponsor somebody. They're going to give you something to work with. Believe me, it's all about focusing in on that first objective and making sure that you have a well-designed plan to sponsor 20 people. And here's the beautiful thing, guys. When you go out and you sponsor 20 people within the first 90 days, okay, I promise you the plan works, and you don't have, and listen to the sum total of whatever I'm offering you. I've been doing it for a minute, and then listen to other people that have built large and huge organizations, and they're going to share the same thing with you. Guys, in a compensation plan where you can genealogically earn down 6 levels, 6 generations of people, okay, it's always based upon the structure. It's how many people you've gone out and sponsored in that first year. Now, will you have to sponsor people forever? Absolutely not. Not at all. Because remember, of the first 20 people that you sponsor, you're going to have 3 to 4 that do what? They incubate, so still buying product. You have 3 to 4 that are going to bring you new people. There's new people to work with. And you're going to have 1 or 2 that are going to go out and just flat out kill it. They're going to build it way bigger and way stronger. Than you. They're not going to need you. They're going to be self-reliant. They're going to have all the optimism. They're going to have the contact base. They're going to have the credibility within their contact base. They're going to be in a financial situation, and you'll see them moving at a whole different pace. Remember, it's always that ratio. Now, if you're fortunate enough to get those 1 or 2 in the early stages, God bless you. That's great. But that doesn't always occur. So paying attention to the structure of your organization is the key. Now, tonight, we have a call with our PPC members, and we're going to be sharing with them the same thing I'll talk with you guys about right now. One of the things that Sean and I want to do as we, you know, move through the month of April in a time where we have social distancing, we have a pandemic, we have a lot of things that are actually occurring that have nothing to do with us, what we have to do is make sure we respond. Everyone has the same circumstance. The same wind is blowing on everybody. Same wind is blowing on every other network marketing company. Same wind is blowing on every one of you on the phone. Same wind. What we have to make a decision to do is to position ourselves and the people within our business that as they come out of this time, their structure is designed so that they can maximize their earning potential. Because I do believe that as we move down the road, the next 30, 60, 90 days, there will be a unique opportunity that's going to present itself for those people that are going to work right now. People that are on it right now, I believe, in the next 90 to 120, 160 days are going to see significant fruit. The people that are sitting around, you know, in a different posture, not doing the things that they could be doing, or not garnering the energy and the momentum and the growth, because there's every reason why it can't happen. That's not going to be the case for them. Okay. So I want you to know what we're going to do as a company. We've said that if you go out, you know, and we've already put a very significant incentives, and many of you have taken advantage of it, and you've gone out and you've printed yourself $400 bills. Why? Because you offered people an opportunity to take advantage of our metered dose inhaler, which is a phenomenal product. We're getting great feedback. For anybody that uses it correctly, we're getting spectacular feedback. I mean, it's not every day that you have a product where people can see and feel a difference at a moment where there is a high level, the highest level of social anxiety we've ever known, and that product is addressing that issue. They notice immediately, their bodies relax, their minds become focused. I mean, the stories are so long and high, I can't really even post these emails because it might look almost like a claim, and I don't want to make those claims, but I can just tell you, I love the fact that this product is helping people to the extent that it is. I know it helps me, and I know it's helping other people. There's no question in my mind. So understand the nuances, right? So if we've got people that are taking advantage, and they're buying the metered dose inhalers at a sharp discount in this moment, because we don't have, you know, obviously we've already established the value at 30 cents a milligram is much lower of CBD than what you can find anywhere else. We know that that's true, particularly when it gets directly in your bloodstream. But let's just face it, not everybody can go out right now and have meetings. Not everybody can conduct their business as they otherwise would normally be able to do it. So we've adjusted our sale, and we've provided an opportunity for people to take advantage of buying our meter dose inhalers at a cheaper cost, and then being able to get on the phone and share with people the value of it, and then they are literally taking cash, whether it be Venmo or people that, you know, get together on a social distancing level, and they're able to transact business where they can start generating income for themselves. That's where we started back in March. And then we took it up a level and we said, hey guys, if you go out and you just sponsor other people that did the same thing you did, they don't get as good of a price as we offered you originally. We knew that was going to increase, but we just increased the price slightly from $50 to $60. If they buy 40 of them, hey, we're going to pay you $400 for every single one of those pre-launch packs meter dose inhalers. Every time you have one of those packs that are purchased, then we're going to pay you $400. But here's the thing that we've also said, and I want you to start focusing in on this singular objective. If you sponsor 5, we're going to add another $600. Okay? Think about that. Sponsor 5, you're at $400, right? 4 times 5, that's $2,000. But if you sponsor 5, we're going to pay you another $600. That's paying you $2,600 because you went out and sponsored 5. But we're going to add an additional value that we think is by far and away the most financial benefit that we can possibly offer. Anybody that starts off, in order to qualify, you yourself must have purchased the 40-unit kit. Okay, we do not believe that you're going to have any level of effectiveness sponsoring other people and asking them to do what you haven't done yourself, okay, on some level. And in this particular instance, you sponsor enough people so that you can get enough samples, you get enough information. Hey, then that's where you begin. You would have had to have done that either in March or now, okay? But once you've done that, you're now qualified if you look at the rules. And now when you go out and you sponsor 5 people, okay, what we're going to do at the conclusion of this month, okay, this month only, is we're going to award you with your second company, and you will now become a recognized President's Partnership Club member within the company, okay? But remember, there are other people, right, that basically haven't sponsored anybody. They put everybody, they've made the decision, a financial commitment to start with $30,000 of retail product. Okay, that's, I'm talking about as recently as just this last week, but they have made a decision to do that because they wanted to sponsor everybody within their second company. What we're saying to you guys is you can go out and you can earn the right, because you would have done, you know, approximately $15,000 of business. But what we're going to do as a company is we're going to set our sales so that we help you maximize your revenue, because here's what I want you to understand. Once you have people in your second company, Once moving forward beyond the month of April, you have a second company. Now all the people that you're sponsoring, if you've laid out a game plan in your first 90 days to sponsor people, if you've laid out a game plan, well, now all those additional lines of business you put in your second company, that structure is going to maximize your earning potential because of what you're taking advantage of right now. And this is for everybody on the phone, everyone that we have within our organization. We're going to talk to the PPC members tonight, make sure that they understand what we're doing, and we're excited about the incentive. And here's what it means, guys. That second company has a lot more value than what people realize. And the reason we know it has a lot more value than what people realize is educated, qualified, and very knowledgeable business people are recognizing what we're doing. And they're saying, oh, no, no, no. Let me take advantage of it. Let me make the conscientious business decision. They're not alone. We have other people on the call, Chance, Mock, and Sarah Davidson, her and Jeff. I mean, many people have made a wise choice to maximize the earning potential within their second company. And I recognize that. But I think the most important thing to do, guys, is to give people an opportunity that are building and developing and to work their way up. And that's why we talk about the comp plan. That's why we lay it out. That's why we let people understand what's required to get there. But now in this particular month, guys, if you sponsor five, not only can you earn $2,600, but you will now lock in a very valuable rank within our comp plan and have a second company. And guys, I want you to know moving forward, just, and I'll end with this before I turn it over to Sean, that the value of that rank, it's currently $30,000 in retail volume. It's not going to stay at $30,000. Like a franchise, it's like no, it's like everything else. The more people you have that start taking advantage of it, the more valuable it becomes. And so the organization and Wellness Biosciences will continue to increase its value because our rank value is not going to stay at $30,000, just like any other company. It's going to increase. It's going to be something that's more challenging to acquire, not less challenging to acquire. The more people you have in your organization, the more valuable it's going to be. So I want to just emphasize, guys, we have a remarkable opportunity at this particular point in time to structure your organization so that you can maximize your earning potential. What we're going to be doing as we move forward over the next 30, 60 days is we're going to place more and more value on the customer acquisition model. That's when you start feeding people tremendous residual income because everybody focuses in on going out. In our business, it's a $500 qualifier. Frankly, if you have 4 to 5 people that are customers in your business, you now will qualify, don't have to spend a dime. That's going to be the underlying and the focal point of building and developing a successful business, is making sure that not everybody has their structure as it needs to be, but also has a tremendous customer acquisition component within it. And we'll continue to talk more about that as we go. So with that, guys, listen, I want to now turn the call over to my partner, Sean. And Sean's all, you know, I just appreciate you very much, brother. I know that, you know, that all the things that are going on, you, like myself, you've got family and moving parts. And I just appreciate the fact that you're able to continue to focus and do the things that you're doing to build the business, brother. So with that, I'm going to turn the call over to you.
Thanks, Barry. Great job. Hey, thanks, Barry. Great job. Always, you know, it's funny because we've been doing this, you know, as partners now for about 18, 19 months. But some of the words and the things that you're saying today were so true even back in 2002 when I was a distributor. So I just want to share with everybody on the call this morning a little bit about that story. Some of you know, you've heard, you know, bits and pieces, but I kind of want to drill down a little bit only because, guys, I would just tell you, not to sound cliche, but if it happened for me, it can happen for you, so to speak. And I share that because, you know a little bit about my story, enterprise rent-a-car, you know, small kids, never getting to see them, making a little and saving none, and got into debt because of my son breaking his arm. And you know that part of the story. But what you don't know, many of you, just a couple with what Barry said, you know, I was invited by a guy that I worked with at Enterprise Rent-A-Car named John Holt. John and I are still very dear friends today. We talk almost, you know, every day, if not, you know, 4 or 5 times a week. And he approached me and said, look, I've started a distributorship. I'm working with this company, and I want you to meet this guy, Barry Koshio. I want you to come to a meeting, just like what you guys are having to do every day. He went through the same thing. He gave me a sample box. He invited me to come to a live presentation. He invited me to a conference call. And all that to say, this guy was someone that I had known at the time. Now I've known him 20 years. At the time, I'd known him 5 or 6 years, but we were very, very close. And I still, I probably stood him up, if I'm being honest, and I don't remember 20 years ago, but if I'm being honest, it was probably 3 or 4 or 5 times that I said I would come to a Thursday night meeting, because I got off work late, I couldn't go, or because my wife was upset that I was going to not only be home at 8, but now I was going to be home at 11 p.m. You know, I didn't go. Whatever the reasons were, it all seemed so justified in my mind. Essentially, I blew him off time and time again. Now, John was very smart, because what he did is he knew I had great contacts and he knew I had credibility with those contacts. And so not only was he reaching out to his top 5 people, let's say, he made a point to let me know that if I didn't want to get involved, that he respected that, but that would I please be willing to give him, you know, and he had a handful of names that he knew that would get involved if I got involved. And one of them was my former regional vice president at Enterprise Rent-A-Car, had been laid off, downsized. I mean, the guy made $550,000, $600,000 a year renting cars. And one day Enterprise Corporate just said, hey, you've done a great job for us up to this point, but we're going a different direction, and kind of gave him the old dog, new trick speech. And they let him go without any notice whatsoever. His $500,000 a year income was gone. And so he was essentially, you know, pretty well off and unemployed, and had a background in training and leading people. And so my other buddy, John Holt, the one that was introducing me, said, hey, if you're not going to get involved, would you please text me John Landsbaum's phone number? Well, that wasn't going to happen. I wasn't going to allow John Holt to go around me and get John Landsbaum involved and build a big business while I sat on the sidelines. So that's what it finally took to get me to come to a meeting. Now, fast forward, I meet Barry, and Barry and I go through some very stringent and very specific business planning for the time. And I made a $30,000 commitment back then. That wasn't PPC back then at this particular stage in the game. That was for national marketing director. But I literally put 20-some-odd thousand dollars on a Discover credit card to launch my business, buy my product, and figure out how to go to work. So the truth is, guys, and not all of you know this, I basically went deeper into debt. I was getting involved to pay off $10,000 in credit card debt. So I went another $25,000 into debt for a collective now of $35,000 to go out and start my business. But because of a very specific business plan, I mean, I told Barry, I said, Barry, I'm putting all this on a credit card. I got 30 days to make something work. So we literally, together with a group of people, moved all that product, earned a bunch of commissions, production bonuses, and I was able to pay off not only the debt from the product that I had purchased, but also the broken arm, also the roof claim. I was able to pay off all my debt and pocket, you know, somewhere I'd have to think it was like $6,600 my first month, and not at near as much my second month, because I went on autopilot, and then like another $7,000 or $8,000, $6,000, $7,000 my third month. And so through the course of about 90 days, I went from $35,000 in credit card debt to zero. And I pocketed somewhere in the ballpark of $14,000 to $20,000 in production bonus and commission. Well, I tell you that because my dear friend John was not really a part of that journey. He brought me to the dance, and he introduced me to Barry Koshu, and I will forever, forever be grateful. And that's one of the reasons we're still such great friends today, is we've literally journeyed together and both changed each other's lives. And what I mean by that is, you know, changing each other's lives, is he brought me to the dance. He introduced me to Barry Koshu. And it wasn't just Barry. I want to give a shout out to the upline, because that's one of the things Barry's been talking about. You know, Brett Shoemaker's not around, but he brought Jay, and Jay brought, you know, Michael, and now Michael's out blowing and going. Well, my story was not dissimilar at all. John Holt was introduced by a guy named Brian McLaurin. Brian McLaurin, if you go up line, let's call it, you know, let's just visualize with me, this is a conference call, but you got Sean, and above Sean, you got John Holt. Above John Holt, you got Brian McLaurin. Above Brian McLaurin, you had a guy named Paul Magistri. Well, Brian was a guy that was in software sales, so he's a sales guy, very effective communicator, but had some life going on, had some marriage challenges going on. So he'd come to one or two meetings a month. He'd say he was going to be at one and not be at one. And he'd say, well, couldn't make it next week, but then he'd show up and he'd want to speak. And there was always, you know, that dynamic and whatever. So he was, I'd call him a halftime guy. John was not around literally at all. He was a storm adjuster. So he was over in Florida during Katrina and Ike and all these different, you know, hurricanes that came through. And he literally was out of pocket. But I was over here working with a guy named Brian McLaurin, halftime, and a guy named Paul Magistri, who was a business builder, very successful in the industry, had made, you know, several six-figure per month checks. That was back in the day when you could actually see those checks, and I did see them. And then, of course, Barry, you know, Barry Koshy. That was really the upline. Well, as a result of that upline support, John earned, over the course of the time that I earned over $1 million, John earned $440,000+ really as an absentee landlord. Again, I'm not talking trash about one of my closest friends. I'm just telling you the fact. He would say the same thing. He was over doing his J-O-B. I was over here building an organization. Thank you, John. I give all the credit to him bringing me to the dance, but then I applied my skill set, my time, energy, and effort, and John made $440,000. I would suspect Brian probably made about the same because they were the same rank in the compensation plan. So Brian probably made at least a couple of $100,000, if not, you know, close to the $400,000 or $500,000 that John made. And then above Brian, you know, you had Paul, and Paul was making money. That's why he was engaged in helping someone that was down in his third or fourth generation, right? Well, now let's switch gears and talk about what happened from me down. So I started with one company. I didn't have two. And I sponsored that guy from Enterprise I told you about, John Landsbaum, and my insurance agent at the time, Randy Juno, who was a nationwide insurance agent here in the Woodlands. And that was really the only two people that I sponsored into my first company, because by that point I got promoted to PPC and I had my second company. Well, you know the story about John introduced Michael Keating, and Michael Keating went out and did $2.1 million in sales, and I only captured 4% of that instead of 8% of that. But let me tell you what happened down in my second company. I was happy to travel. I was eager to go out and build a business. So I brought in a couple named Joan and Steve Needham. They were aunt and uncle in law at the time, and they were in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And I flew up to Kentucky. They flew down to Houston for an event. They got involved, and they got involved at PPC. Now, guys, at the time, that PPC rank was worth $240,000 in retail. It's about $170,000, seems like, in wholesale. And they liquidated some of their 401k or borrowed against it, whatever it was, because they believed that 40% earning opportunity and an 8% royalty override, you know, residual income opportunity was much greater than the 4 or 5% that they were earning in their 401k. And so they liquidated or borrowed against it, and then started at PPC. Well, the next three people they introduced all started at PPC. That's just the circle they ran in. And so I transacted in about 60 days over $1 million in volume, in production, because of this one line with Joan and Steve Needham. Well, while that's a great story and it's true to its word, I wasn't living in Bowling Green. I was in the Woodlands doing what? Working with my group. So I had a group going in Kentucky. I was able to get a group going over in Austin. And then I was here in the Woodlands or the Houston area getting a group going here. And I got invited, and Chance Mock may know this guy, I got invited to play golf. And I mean the last minute of last minute golf outings. I got a call from a good guy here in the Woodlands. He's a very successful realtor. He is a phenomenal golfer. I mean, he's the Woodlands Country Club membership golf champion or whatever. His name's Eric DePoy. He's a little bit younger than I am. I'd say Eric's probably 39 or 40. Beautiful wife, beautiful kids. And again, a very successful Keller Williams, I believe it is, you know, real estate business. And he's very focused on that. So he calls me one day and he says, hey man, I had a foursome for golf. I just had a cancellation. Sorry to call you last minute, but would you be able to get out and make a foursome with us and play a little golf today? And I said, yeah, man, it's a beautiful day. I was actually just making some calls. I can do that either from the course or later today. I'd love to come. What time are you thinking? He said, 30 minutes. I said, man, you are not kidding about short notice. And he said, yeah, I know. And I said, well, I got to ask you, what's so important? He said, well, I sold a house to a gentleman last week, closed on a house, gentleman from Mexico, and we're going to play golf. I'm going to play golf with a new client, and basically I want to take my previous client and play for appreciation, but I really want to close this new client, so I kind of need somebody to just ride along with him and keep him entertained. I appreciated his transparency. I really did. And I said, yeah, I'm on my way. I got my stuff. I'm on my way. Well, that guy that I didn't know, guys, and this is whether you want to call it good luck or great fortune or God's timing, however you want to phrase it, the fact is I had worked hard and I had crafted and honed my skill, and I was the sample master and I was the six-step program, you know, guru within my group. Well, I went and I played golf. And I was just doing my thing, making casual conversation. Well, through the course of the outing, I ended up sampling the guy on product at his request, by the way. I was just using the product myself in front of him. And he said, what is that? And I'd like, you know, do you have any extra? I'd like to try some. So I ended up sampling this guy. Fast forward, he decides to get involved, not only at PPC, because we weren't in Mexico at the time, but Barry said, look, if we want us to come into Mexico, you're going to have to start at the PPC rank to get enough product to really, you know, invade the market. And you may have to put some additional capital into escrow. I'm not privy to what that was, and I wouldn't share it on this call anyway. It's not pertinent. But the guy not only started at PPC, he had to put some money into escrow to basically for the rights or the master distributorship for Mexico. Well, as all this is happening, I call my buddy Eric. And I said, Eric, I know I'm a distributor with a network marketing company. You're probably familiar with how multi-level works, wherein, you know, I could sponsor you and you could sponsor Mexico and we would both earn. And he said, man, I really appreciate it. I'm really focused on real estate. My wife's pregnant with our second child. I said, look, Eric, I'm not in no way am I hard selling you or am I begging you? I'm going to feel bad if this Mexico thing blows up and you're not somehow in the mix. You know, are you sure you don't at least want to join at $50 and have a brand partner ID number? I'll sponsor you and then you can sponsor them and we'll let God sort out the finances. Let the cards fall where they fall. Well, fast forward. And with my best effort, my most heartfelt concern about making money, leaving him out, he adamantly said, no, I do not want to be a distributor. I do not want to spend the $50 to get my brand partner licensing agreement. So, you know, thank you, but no thank you. I said, okay, dear friend, I won't bring it up again. Well, my first check, less than 30 days later, as a result of bringing Jorge and his brother Alex starting launching Mexico, my check was $37,000 on that one transaction. Eric's check was zero because he wasn't in the system. He didn't want to be a brand partner. He didn't want a piece of that. So, of course, I bought him a nice bottle of whiskey and sent him a handwritten thank you. And we're still, you know, very cordial and friendly today. But it blows my mind that I've now given you kind of a picture of the upline. I've given you a picture of the downline. And at the end of the day, all I can tell you is thank you to Barry for keeping me consistent and keeping me motivated and keeping me focused, not on the things that didn't matter, like where my upline was or wasn't or why they were or weren't helping me, and why my friends wouldn't get involved to earn income and really do nothing. I was doing all the same work. I was a business builder. And this isn't the I show. I don't make it sound arrogant. I'm just saying I was being a good steward of gifted to me and what was being taught to me. I was going to do it with or without Eric, and I did, and I earned a bunch of money. I earned several hundred thousands of dollars over the course of time on what happened in Mexico, and a portion of that money should have been Eric's. Well, I can't spend my time there. I can't focus on what Eric would or wouldn't do, whatever he did or didn't do. right? All I could do is communicate honestly and transparently, let them know the status of the financial ramifications of him getting involved or him not getting involved, and then basically back to the six-month marketing program, sort him. He said, I'm not interested in spending $50 to potentially make $500 or $50,000. What could I say? So I said, okay, you're cold. Let's go play golf next week. Bring another friend. I'll sponsor them too. I mean, what else can you do but drive your business and build your business and invite others, you know, cast vision for others, let them know what you're doing, why you're excited. But at the end of the day, you can only do what you can do, and they're going to do what they're going to do. And that includes, guys, your upline. John Holt and I are still dear friends. As a matter of fact, he's a brand partner in this company, and he's an investor in this company. John is no dummy. He knows what Barry Koshu is capable of. He knows what Barry and I are capable of together. So he's still involved, but he's not on this call this morning, and you won't see him on the Zoom call, you know, tonight. He's just not. That's not where he's at. And I love him just the same. So I hope, you know, I know he's going to make a boatload of money here as a founder, as an owner. I hope he's able to go out to a handful of people and capitalize or engage, maximize his earning opportunity, regular comp plan. But that's up to John. And so I'll close with this, kick it back over to you. As I close and kick it back over to you, I'll just say people, you know, you stay true to the six-step marketing program, you stay true to your business plan, and you determine, you know, the course of what your daily activity looks like, and the rest of it will work out. I would just tell you, the activity does dictate the outcome. You know, I'm reading a book right now by Grant Cardone called The 10X Rule, and one of the opening things he says is it was 10 times harder to court and marry his wife than he thought it was going to. And that taught him a valuable lesson that anything that's worth doing, prepare. If you think you're a house for, you know, $200,000, prepare for 10 times the headache and 10 times the delays and 10 times the cost that you anticipated. I'd tell you that, you know, Barry and I launched in this company when CBD was not legal in all 50 states and when merchant providers wouldn't even give you a bank account or credit card processing, and then who the world knew that we were going to also face a pandemic. I mean, I would say this journey has been significantly harder and rewarding. I'm not complaining. I love the journey we're on, but I'd tell you it's been significantly harder than I probably thought it was going to be at certain phases. Getting a bank account, I mean, when you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars, you think every bank's going to trip over trying to get your business. Well, when they found out it's CBD money, you know, the red flags were going up, you know, 18 months ago, 12 months ago. Now, we've gotten past that, and regulations have changed. You know, the government's changed, state to state changed. You know, the consumer demand has only gone up, up, up. But believe me, it's been significantly harder. I only speak for myself, but it's been significantly harder to launch this company than I personally thought it was going to be when we signed the initial paperwork. And so your journey is going to mirror that in ways. You know, you won't have the headache of fulfillment and shipping and boxes and design and some of those things, but you're going to have other challenges, and you're just going to be true to what your business plan is and stay diligent and consistent with the six-step marketing program, and don't let people frustrate you. Don't let your upline frustrate you. Don't let your downline frustrate you. Don't let prospects frustrate you. You know, I would just tell you, biggest supporter and the biggest cheerleader of both your upline and your downline, and have enough activity going on with 20, 25, 30, 50 people that when someone stands up for a meeting, like I did to my friend John 4 or 5 times, that it doesn't ruin your day or God forbid ruin your week, because that's really the only prospect you had in the funnel. Don't make that mistake. Have so many people around you in the business at any given time that when one kind of gets a little flaky, because we're humans and that's what we do, that it doesn't rock your boat. You can move in a fruitful and a successful way. So I kick it back over to you. Great job this morning. Great energy. Great words. So excited about what we're doing or going to do with some of these compensation incentives. I just think it's going to really lift a lot of spirit month of April. You know, Barry always says everything's funny when you're making money. So let's put some money in people's pockets and start laughing and having a good time. And let's just have a fruitful April and close out the month strong. So with that, Barry, I kick it back over to you, buddy.
Thank you, Sean. Great job as always, guys. We're you know, we're here doing what we know we're called to do, and that is really help people, you know, help them with their own lives. Today, there's challenges out there, right? There's people that are really, really challenged, not knowing what tomorrow is going to look like. And, you know, ancient scripture tells us that we're not necessarily supposed to know what tomorrow is going to look like, that we're not supposed to glean on our own understanding. And that's a lot easier said than done. I understand that. And I want to encourage all of you, as you go out this week, realize that you do all that you can do. Do your best and let God do the rest. And as long as you feel like you are genuinely doing your best, the outside forces can't affect you. You know, when a boat is in troubled water, it's never what's inside the boat that's the challenge, okay? As long as what's outside doesn't get inside, that boat does not become compromised, okay? It's only when what goes on externally becomes internal that there then becomes a challenge. A boat never sinks unless water gets inside the boat, okay? And all of us today have the ultimate challenge of going out in an environment where the external is getting inside of a lot of people, and it's affecting their optimism, their outlook. And if you can come along and you can share a level of optimism and belief, if you can share excitement and enthusiasm, it becomes every bit as contagious as that mentality where people are defeated, unsure, and uncertain. And I just want to encourage you guys, this is an opportunity right now that you can seize and go out with the balance of the days that we have in April and not only make sure that you earn $2,600 in just building your network outside of whatever you do in terms of selling the MDIs, but in addition to that, man, as a result of that structure, hey, boom, your PPC, you lock in your second company, and now all of those additional people you sponsor in company number two, hey, you can see what starts to begin to happen, right? So I just want to encourage you guys, now that you're getting your hands around our compensation plan, you're getting a better idea of the behavior, this to me is the most unique opportunity that I could ever imagine. I don't know that we would have captured the attention of a Hunter Martin had it not been for this time. I don't know that we would have captured the attention of Jeff and Erica Matthews had it not been this time. So I want you all to know that while people are looking at this and they're saying, oh, no, I can't get out and do meetings, I can't sit down with people personally, there's a whole different perspective. There's a whole different group of people that see it a little bit differently, and they're utilizing the tools that we have, and they're creating interest because people have got to do something. They've got to make a move, and they've got to do it in a direction where there's momentum and there's new interest. And we know that the timing of our MDIs, the timing of the press release, the timing of all that's taking place, that preempted the interest. But now, guys, it's the actual results that they're getting with those MDIs, right? It's the results that they're experiencing and the effect that it's having at a time where we know social anxiety is extremely high. But we're putting people into a unique environment, guys, a unique circumstance where they can go out, as we've talked about, in a kidding way, in their underwear, you know, at home in front of their computer, on the phone, just literally printing money, because they're taking a business model that's available to them where they don't have to go out. They can sit at home and they can speak to people via Zoom or whatever their online meeting choice is, FaceTime, what have you. And because that technology is in place, we can still go out and we can build business because we've got our fulfillment, our shipping is active, guys. We're shipping all of our product, as you know. Just think of what that could mean for you as you continue to grow and develop a marketing and distribution company at this moment. It's unique, and we want you to take advantage of it. So with that said, guys, Have a phenomenal week. We're going to tonight have our special call with our PPC members to kind of lay the groundwork for what we're going to be doing there in terms of customer acquisition as we move forward. Guys, we're going to have a phenomenal week. Many of you have hit me up with texts and calls, and we're going to be putting together a schedule of social distancing meetings at the office. We're excited to do that. And guys, we're going to keep this train. We're not going to just keep this train moving. We're going to shift gears and move into a faster momentum. And you'll see, and you can write this down as you listen to this information, that as we conclude the month, we're probably going to do far bigger numbers than most other people because they just don't understand the mentality. They don't understand the group of people, and they don't understand. Now we're starting to see the surfacing of people that are really making the decision to do the things necessary today so that tomorrow they can be in a whole different circumstance, because there is another side to what's taking place. There will be an opening. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, guys, I promise you. And now, because people putting their head to the, putting their nose to the ground and really doing what's required today, they're going to be in a whole different circumstance tomorrow. So with that said, guys, have a phenomenal day, phenomenal week. Go out and encourage some people and get people into a posture and position where they can see the optimism, the light, and move away from the fear and the darkness. So with that said, guys, have a great day. God bless.